So every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth is when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already know it's going to cost you, but now you know exactly how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
I'm Danielle. We're so excited to be back at it with you guys. This is going to be a great episode.
We're very, very ready. Our first full episode, I guess, back at it, like a full regularly scheduled programming.
Regular run of the mill. We added the current goal section to this, so we've got a new segment to catch up on. But we wanted to say thanks to all of our great sponsors for making this show possible. You guys can find all the promo codes in the show description for all the ads we'll be talking about today.
Yay, we love that. We love it. We love a good deal, honestly. Don't
we love a good promo code. The amount of times we'll like text each other and be like, wait, what's that promo code? Like, I'm using it. Or like our friends will text us.
We use each other's. I love using each other's.
Oh, it's awesome. So also, a little catching up to do. We are actually no longer available on Spotify, so make sure to listen to us on Apple Podcasts. The Podcast One app, I think, is the easiest. So yeah, we just want to make sure we're all in one place and you guys are still listening to this podcast. Subscribe to us on whatever app you listen to because we post every Wednesday.
Yeah, completely agree. And they're both free, so it's free to listen to our show, which we always love to do that.
Yes.
And how about we just hop into the highlights and lowlights, Danielle? How do you feel about that?
Let's just get after it. I love your energy tonight.
Let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay, you kick it off with your lowlight.
All right. I always hate starting with lowlights, but it's just necessary because you gotta end with the highlights. So my lowlight for this week, I really thought about it because my lowlights are always the same or I don't have one or whatever. I do have one this week. The last few days, I have been such an overthinker. I mean, I'm always an overthinker, but I've just been overthinking far too much lately and I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. I yell at myself. I'll like find myself like in bed or just doing something and I'm overthinking and I'm like, oh my God, Danielle, literally stop. And I was actually talking to our friend from Grace, Gabriella, about this. We like send each other tweets about like overthinking. I know, I love the girl. And she was like, she sent me this one tweet about overthinking and it made me laugh. And then, so I was like talking to her and she's like, Danielle, like, has this ever given you a reason to overthink? Like whatever the situation is. And I'm like, honestly, no.
Exactly.
And I was like, dang. Like, that hit, it hits different. And so I was like, I don't know. It's just, like, sucks. Like, overthinking just sucks. And it's, like, you can try and talk yourself out of it. But it just, like, whether it's, like, like going back to school or, like, whatever it is. Like, it's just something with me these days. And I hate it. Do you ever overthink?
No, oh, my gosh, I do. I feel like you're better about actually caring less about what other people think. I sometimes catch myself in those, like, falls of, like, caring. And then I do overthink about that. Overthink about like certain elements of my life. Like I'll be like, I don't know. I've done that with like the whole like dating perspective of my life. I'm like, wow, is it like weird that like I'll sit and think about it. I'll be like, oh my gosh, am I behind or something? Or I'll think about I don't know. I always do that where I fixate on one element of my life and I'm like, wow,
yes.
Do you do that too?
Yes. Yes. I mean, and it's all aspects. Like I'm definitely a people pleaser. I do care what people think about me, but I also don't. I think you're right. It's usually about like other situations, like, oh my God, I guess this is people pleasing. Like, oh my gosh, is this person mad at me? Like when I literally did nothing or like, I'll literally go to brunch with like a ton of friends. And then like one person like didn't really talk to me. I was like, oh my God, like what did I do? Like I go back and look at my text. I'm like, what did I say to her? Like, have I done anything? Like, did I not compliment your outfit?
That's because you're such a good friend that you, wow. I've never done it like that. I can't say I have. Oh my God.
I'm psycho. Anyways, it's just been a lot lately and I'm just just tired of myself, so that's my low light, and I just want to get out of it. No, I haven't worked out in a while, and I'm going back to spin tomorrow. I'm, like, doing a whole 3-day in a row situation, so I think I'll, like, sweat it out. We're good.
I think you need – that's the good thing about workout classes is that it's, like, an hour, and you're in there, and you do your thing.
Yes.
Like, you're blocked out from the other distractions. That's the one thing about the gym I hate, that I'm, like, relying on my phone.
You're still on your phone.
Yeah.
Sucks. I have to agree. Yeah, it's not a – Do you like the gym? Is there a gym in your apartment building? Do you
yeah,
like it?
Yeah, it's really nice. I actually was just scheduling my week for next week, and I got super ahead this weekend, so I think I will be able to work out, which is lit.
Aw, good for you. Yeah, you had a grind day today.
I did. I'm really trying to make the most of my Sundays, but I love a good Sunday whenever I can, like, just get after it. I'll talk about it later. That's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so up. You're low light.
Honestly, I had my period this week, and it was just sad boy hour. Honestly, it was, wow. It was, I don't know what happened, but I think, I mean, we talked about all of the emotions coming together, Danielle and I, just before we hit record. But I think the being on my period just amplified it. You know when you're already having a bad day and then, like, you're on your period and you're like, okay, don't talk to me. Like, don't mess with
me. Yeah, don't, like, one more little, like, drop of the pen and it's out.
Literally. I don't know what happened. I was just being – if you saw me, like, at work and stuff this week, people probably wouldn't know, but because I'm pretty good about, like, hiding it and, like, filtering it in front of people. You know what I mean? But then for some reason when I came home or, like, even the drive home, like, I just couldn't stop crying. Like, I was just really emotional and, like – and then I tried to, like, pinpoint a reason, like, do that whole thing, you know, where I'm like, oh, what's the reason? Like, and I just couldn't. Like, I was just in, like, a sad boy hour. I don't know. I was just, like, emotional and drained. But then I had a really nice –
That's the worst. Yeah. When you, like, don't even know what to put it on. It's just, like, you feel like crap and it sucks.
And then once you know when you, like, get in that mode and you, like, can't get out of it? It was like that for me. Yeah. Like, that was, like, my Thursday night. And I guess it was earlier in the week, too. Probably, like, my Tuesday night, maybe. I don't know. And honestly, the thing that I have found that helps is talking to people, calling a friend. Or it helps so much, dude. I mean, I know you know, but I guess Tuesday we talked, so that helped me a lot because we did talk on Tuesday, so that definitely helped because I remember I said something that day. Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself – sorry to interrupt – do you ever find yourself feeling guilty of, like I always hate, like, telling someone else my problems, but sometimes it just feels so good to have a friend listen. And do you ever feel guilty? Because I do.
I'm like, okay, now you have to – now you have to tell me your problems.
Yes, to make it even. Oh my gosh, yes. Like, so how are you? And you're like –
Exactly, because I actually frequently feel like that, where I feel like I'm the one doing most of the talking, and I feel guilty over that, actually. Do you ever leave a social interaction and you're like, wait, I just did 99% of the conversing? I don't know. I do that sometimes.
And then I get
upset with myself. I'm like, why didn't I let the other person speak? But I probably did. I'm just, like, overthinking it. I don't know.
No, exactly. And the thing is, like, sometimes people aren't talking and, like, you're really good about, like, filling in the conversation. So that's probably what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, like, honestly, they were probably like, thank God she was talking. I did not have anything to say, you know? Like, and sometimes people like to listen. Like, I know certain friends that want to listen to me and, like, want to hear my life problems. And I have other friends that just don't want to hear it. And then you just kind of feel it out. This is, like, kind of crazy to, like, say, but I don't know, recently, like, a lot of podcasts I listen to, like, people have therapists. Like, it's very common. And like,
so common.
I don't know, I don't really have the time, but, like, a part of me just, like, kind of wants to, like, have someone I could even just call and just, like, let's talk, like, literally just, like, say whatever, because you're literally paying them, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I think mental health is so important. I don't know if I ever told you this. I had a therapist end of high school, like, last few months of high school. Did I ever tell you this?
You briefly mentioned that, like, in Greece or something, and I was like, wait, was I supposed to know that? Okay, I didn't know that until recent.
No, I didn't really bring it up to many people because it was only for a few weeks. I really didn't mesh with the woman, like, at all. We just didn't get – like, it wasn't a good – because it is – you have to find someone that's, like, actually good. You know, not actually good, but everybody's definition of good is different. And we didn't have much in common. It was very forced, I felt.
Yes.
Versus – I don't know. It's just there's certain people who you sit down and you just mesh with. And I feel like that's the type of, like, therapist vibe that I'm looking for. So that's why I've been kind of, like, hesitant to go back.
No, I understand that.
Therapy. But if you find someone that you, like, work with – and you guys just get each other. I don't know. I'm totally here for therapy. I think that it could be extremely beneficial. Even if you don't have, like, huge problems and you just genuinely want to chat about your life, like, I don't think there's to be something to trigger you to go to therapy. Like, I think you could just go.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, the taboo behind it or whatever the word is that you would put with that. Like, everyone's like, oh, like, it has to be, like, this big deal. But sometimes it's just you want to, like, talk to someone that can give you unsolicited advice, someone to literally listen to. Like, I used to think in the movies it was, like, crazy that someone just sits on the couch and then they just say, and how do you feel? But, like, I kind of, like, want that right now. It sounds kind of nice.
It actually does. And then they use, like, questioning that helps you, like, extract the, like, root of your problem. Like, it's honestly, like, really beneficial. Yeah. Mm. It's really beneficial. So... yeah, being sad. I don't know. Maybe I should go to therapy. I'm kidding. I mean,
I know what you mean.
Everyone can benefit from it, but I'm actually going, this is another TMI thing, but I'm going back on birth control. I just started again today.
Really? So. Oh, yeah. You texted me that the other day, and I was like, wait, she's picking up birth control. I didn't know she was back on it.
Yeah. So hopefully everything will even out again. It's just been, really, I don't know why, but like the week of what's happening, I've just been getting crazy, wacky, emotional, especially being here disconnected from so many of my friends and family and in a totally new environment. I don't know. Because at school, when, like, emotional days would happen, like, Maddie Mariah would be around and be like, dude, you're fine. Like, you know what I mean? Or if I was at home, like, I had my parents. So, like, just being here in the new environment and having that, it's been a lot. So, that was a lot.
Oh, but that makes it's all good. No, it's real. We got to be real. Got to keep up with the emotions. And I think sometimes people don't realize that we also deal with crap all the time. So I think it's good to make light of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And life isn't easy. So.
All right. So now for some fun things. I'm going to talk about my highlight. It wasn't a goal that I made for this podcast or anything, but one of my internal goals that I had was just, this is my last week at home until I go back to school and things are about to get super hectic and I was traveling a lot and I was just like, this week, I just want to be a kid. Like, yes, obviously I want to work and like film YouTube videos and stuff because I'm home, but I really was like, I just want to be a kid. I want to hang out with my friends. All my friends are coming back. And the other day or yesterday, my guy friend Kenny had us all over at his lake house and it was so, or his house, and we like went on the lake on his boat and it was just so much fun. I actually got up wake surfing. I've never wake surfed before and I got up on my first try and I was really, really excited because it was in front of all my guy friends and I was just like so nervous. So it was just fun. It was me, Caitlin, and a ton of our guy friends and I don't know, it was just like youthful day. And then like went to Chipotle, then went back to our friend Ethan's house and played this game called Quiplash. Have you ever played?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. It's like they have it on the Xbox and like PS4. I don't really know. It's like a download thing, but it's kind of like apples to apples, but like you write your own answers and it gets so funny. And like, it's just, it was really fun. So it was just like, aww. I don't know. It's like a wholesome day.
I saw that. It seemed like you had a fun day.
Yeah.
Wait, but you, what about your meetup?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my God. It was so much fun. Yes. Thank you guys all so much for coming to the meetup. So many girls on the go. So many people were like, oh, I wish Brooke was here. I was like, dude, you and me both. The gals on the go fam is just strong. No, it was a really good meetup.
So real.
It was at Canvas Fashion Gallery in Hyde Park. It was so much fun. There was their Buddy Brew Coffee, like my favorite coffee ever, came and sponsored it last minute. And like,
no!
Yes. They were like, can we come? And I was like, of course. So they were handing out cold brew to everyone in line. People were fed and they gave out popsicles. There was a live guitarist who was doing covers. Like
I saw that. It was so sweet.
It was so funny because he said he did not know he was getting hired for this. And like he like walked up. We had like security guards and he thought he was like performing at a bar. So his friend came to like watch him and he like gave the bouncer his ID and he's like, no, bro, it's not that kind of event. That was so funny.
That's so funny.
It was so much fun and I'm really fulfilled. And yeah, so that was also another highlight. That was the day before
dude, I'm so happy for you. It looks like it was a very, because you know, obviously we've done a lot of meetups in the day, organized, some not organized. I felt it looked very organized.
Very organized to a T, like a whole setup, very, very good lighting, so the pictures are really cute. It's like this white brick wall. It was really, really organized. I'm really impressed. So it was a good
meetup. It looked like a huge turnout, too. I'm proud of
it. It was. I was so overwhelmed. It, like, I've never had a meetup where I literally had to, like, talk to them, like, very briefly and take a photo and, like, hug them. Because you and I both were like, let's talk. Like, let's talk about life. And so it was like 6 o'clock and they were like, you still have people outside. Like, you need to go a little faster. And I was like, okay. And
then the worst.
But then it was kind of nice because then, not nice, but, like, the last 10 people that were there, I, like, had enough time because I almost rushed too much. I feel so bad, but I like got to talk to people a little bit longer at the end, so
that's good.
You know, it's so hard to tell.
I hate that when it's like just a photo and move on.
Yeah,
if it's a ton of people, you have to do that.
It's so hard. This one girl came from Kentucky. This girl drove down from Atlanta, and I was like, you didn't. And she was like, yeah, I came for you. I was like, don't. Oh my God, I feel so bad, but I was so honored. So it was very sweet. So yes, that was a highlight. What about you?
That's such a highlight. Wow. Mine was just that I had a good day today. Dang, I have nothing on me.
I woke up at
8 a.m. and I just had me an apartment day. I was actually just on the phone with a friend and I was like, I haven't been outside yet today. And then I was like, I guess I'm not going outside today. But I just got so much done, so much cleaning, organizing. I haven't had like a day since I moved in to just have the day. So I like organized my walk-in closet. You know what?
I know what you mean.
Had work or I've been out. So this was my first like real day here. So I like organized my closets and I prepped some food for the week and... Yeah, I mean, it was all, like,
that's
little
things. That's a good day. I'm jealous. Wow.
Honestly, things that I, like, look forward to doing now. Isn't that so sad? Adult life.
No, it's not sad. It makes you feel... It's like, Sundays are a great start to the rest of your week. And if you spend them right, it's like, you have a great week. So you're going to have a great week now.
I know. I feel that way. And now I've given myself a little more... I got a lot of YouTube stuff done. I'm podcasting now. So, like, I feel like I'm taking a lot off my plate. So, like, if I wanted to... you know, be more social this week, I could. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So, like, it's fine. Which is so nice, because if you accomplish a lot on, like, I don't know. Sundays are for being productive, honestly. Like, don't spend your whole Sunday in bed. Like, get up and get after it.
Sundays are for the girls.
It's true.
I love that. No, I'm very proud of you. That's, like, the best feeling ever.
Thank you. Well, it's because I didn't go out last night or on Thursday, so.
Good for you.
I know. It's the little things, okay?
It is the little things. Well, shall we get into our current favorite?
These are a few of my favorite things. Myself all of my favorite things.
Yeah. Okay, you probably have a more exciting one than me.
So my current favorite is not tangible. But it's actually been like cleaning. So it kind of goes with what we were just talking about. Not like mopping, but cleaning out. Like today I went to the kitchen. My mom loves when I clean out my closet for one of two reasons. One, she like goes through it and then chooses things. But two, she loves just going to the thrift store and just like, she just likes when I clean out because you and I both were constantly getting new things in when we're doing brand deals.
100%.
Or, like you just have to make room for more or, you know, like whatever, give back. And so I like went and grabbed two trash bags out of the kitchen and I go, Mom, the purge begins now. I run in my room. I literally, basically what I did was I cleaned out. Basically, I went in my closet and I had two options. Either I was cleaning, I was packing it for school, or I was giving it away. That, like, I literally was like, it's come to that point. So I have one suitcase already packed for college and then two huge trash bags full of stuff I'm taking to the thrift store. So it was, like, a really good feeling, and I'm, like, cleaning out a ton this week. And when I get to my apartment in Athens, I'm going to clean out a lot because I just did a quick move when I went there for 24 hours. Go watch my vlog if you guys haven't yet, just so you understand what I'm talking about.
I watched it.
It was insane. Thanks. I'm just like in a clean out mood, like, and it's a good mood because then you're not like, oh, should I hold on to this? Like, does this bring me joy? Like, just throw it away, or not throw it away, but like recycle it or give it to someone or sell it or whatever. So that's my current favorite.
I love that. I'm here for it. Nice work. 10 out of 10.
What about you?
Feel that. Mine's a tangible item. It is.
That's normal. It's usually what
following up on you, I do like cleaning though. Like today I really looked forward to cleaning and I've never been one to look forward to like cleaning a kitchen. Like at school, when it was my turn to clean the kitchen at school, or like if it was like, Brooke, you really should clean, I was like, oh no.
For some reason.
The horror. But for some reason, I didn't. Maybe it's because I live on my own now, so like I am more like,
it's your mess. Like,
so
you
annoying.
Know what it
I was
is.
Gonna say,
no, it's fair.
I just like respect the space more too, because I'm like, this is my apartment versus like this is like our home of five people, and I didn't make this mess. Yeah.
No, I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, I didn't do this, like, because we're both very like independent, self sufficient people. So it's like, why would I like? I'm bad at that. I'm still getting better about that.
I completely feel that.
So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. So it's been easier for me to keep this space clean for sure. Except for when I'm getting ready for work, somehow the place turns into a mad scene. I don't know what happened. Because I don't know. I always make my bed, though. That's one thing that I always do.
Good. So important. Because then you come back and you're like, ah, humble abode.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I just watched? I watched Lipstick and Lattes, her vlog. This is genius. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow. She puts her pajamas under her pillow. Like, she makes her bed and puts her pajamas under pillow so that when she comes home, she could change into them.
That's
and they're,
so
like, tucked
cute.
Away. I kind of want to do that because it's, like, just one more thing. I don't know.
No, it's like,
I'm weird.
Oh, hi.
Like, I like that. Like, or like sweatpants and a t-shirt. Like, it doesn't have to be like pajamas, I guess, but like loungewear.
That's so sufficient.
I don't know. After you're in like stuffy clothes all day, like, it's kind of nice.
No, yeah, just like here's a nice clean outfit to put on after you've been at work all day. I love that. You know, spray a little aromatherapy mist on it.
No, I love do that. Like that. It just like makes things easier. Anyways, well, I always pick out my outfit the night before for work. Like I do that every night.
Oh, so, yeah, you gotta. Yeah. Especially when it's like something like that where you have to dress nice. You can't think that early in the morning.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible.
You'd even wear when, two like, different socks.
Literally. Two different socks. Or like when I get up and I try it on and it doesn't work, then I go into like panic mode. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh my God, the worst. Yeah.
The worst.
So anyways, my favorite, following all of the morning horror, are my Levi's 501 jean shorts, and they're the high-waisted kind.
Ooh.
I really like these. I'm very specific about my jean shorts. I really
specific.
It's very specific. I love jean shorts because I think that they can be really flattering, but I've also tried on some that are just horrific, and I think that these are really flattering. They are a really good length, but you could also roll them up more if you want. I like the height that they go to, and they're just Levi's, so they're just really, really good quality. I got mine from Urban. And yeah, they're just called the 501.
You're selling me.
Jean shorts. Yes.
Check them out. You are. Yes.
They're pretty cool. I would recommend to a friend for sure.
I would recommend to a friend. That rhymes, dude. That freaking rhymes. Oh, well, good stuff. So last week we implemented a new segment called Goal of the Week, and you guys really liked it. I'm so happy. You guys reacted well. So yay. What we thought we'd do is talk about last week's goal that we made, how we moved forward towards that, and then we'll talk about our goal for this week. This is good. This is like benefiting us and inspiring others.
It is, and it's when you put it out, like everyone sees the results of it. You know what I mean? Like everyone sees what we're doing on social, so they're like, oh, you know, she's not hitting her goal. Like,
or not,
is. Whatever. I should say in more positive terms, sorry. Like, oh, she hit her goal. Okay. I'm manifesting forward. Okay. You know what I mean?
I love it. So my goal last week was to post more videos, get back on my YouTube grind, because I love doing it. So I'd say I did it. I posted 3 days in a row. I went a little psycho. I posted Friday, Saturday, and today, and it feels so good, and it's just so fun to post videos, and I'm like inspired all over again, and I've got some fun ideas to vlog this week and different videos I want to film before I go back. So yay. I've been working hard.
I've been loving the vids. I really liked the Revolve vid too. I meant to tell you.
Thank you. I had fun editing that. It was a good trip. I regret, so many people were like, why didn't you vlog the bug in the ear situation? But at the time,
that's hard.
And it would have been so rude. But now Delaney even is like, why didn't you vlog it? And I'm like, dude, you would not have been happy with me.
Yeah, no. It's always situations like that that make a funny story afterwards. But it's like in the moment, if you would have vlogged it in the moment, it would have seemed inappropriate. So like, I get that.
Yeah. People would have been like, this is the worst friend ever. Like, she is using her friend for clickbait. So your goal last week, you hit your goal.
I did. Mine was to be more balanced in the sense of being less social, actually, and like working more on my YouTube and like other stuff that actually benefits my future. And I definitely did. I did, because that was funny. And I did it. I actually did a really good job of balancing it all. Like, Wednesday, I got, like, some margaritas with some friends. Ooh. And then Thursday, I didn't go. But it was, like, literally, like, I went out for, like, two drinks. Like, it was nice. Because you know what I mean? Like, you can go out for, like, a few casual drinks or, like, just go out and get dinner with friends and then come back and, like, still get your work done. You know what I mean? Like, I'm starting to learn that, too, in terms of balance.
Yeah.
Balance, baby. And then on Thursday, I didn't go out. And then on Friday, I did. And then Saturday, I didn't go out either. Last night, I stayed in. I started a new show on HBO. It was great. I'm getting better about saying no. I struggled for a little bit with the FOMO element. But honestly, just you got to put yourself first. And like I said, like some days that I was sad and like I didn't really want to go out and socialize with a bunch of strangers, you got to put yourself first and just know, is that going to make you happy, or is it going to make you happier to be around people? And I know myself well enough to know like when I can force myself to go out and when I can stay in. And I definitely hit my goal. So I'm proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you. It was funny because when we were talking or recording or something on Thursday night, or what night was it? And then you were like, I'm going to go out. And I was like, ooh. And then you're like, okay, I'm actually not going to go out or something. You didn't end up going out.
Yeah.
I was look at her.
We had a call on Thursday.
Oh, we had a call. That's what it was. Uh-huh. About merch. I have to say it, guys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It is coming soon. It is actually becoming tangible now, y'all. It is going to be hype.
And so the date is like sooner than we think. So that's all we have to say.
We're like testing everything out, doing samples because we want this to be like nice stuff. And we're going to do like multiple drops. Like, oh, just get ready to be a true gal on the go. Oh, I'm hype. Gals on the go mood.
Series one drop.
Yes.
Okay. I love it. So what's your goal for this week? To be the best version of you, baby.
So my goal for this week kind of goes with my current favorite. Sorry. But I want... So I've been, like, cleaning out my room because when I come back from school, like, I don't want my room to be a mess. So I want to be clean. I want my closet to be completely, like, cleaned out and my desk to be cleaned out. I just want my room to be super clean and, like, what's the word? Like, junk-free by Wednesday. That's my goal. I'm making it super, like, a date and, like, kind of be done packing by Wednesday, too, so that Thursday I can, like, go on the boat, enjoy my time with my family, like, really just hang out, soak up my last day, and because I leave Friday morning for college. So, as you guys are listening to this, DM me and ask me if I'm done packing and cleaning, because then I'll really get after it.
Oh my gosh. So I can't believe you're already going back to school. I feel like that summer was, like, wildly short.
Yeah, I really have no idea, so, yeah.
My goal is to post 3 videos this week. So
I know.
It's just because I filmed a few today. So I just have to edit throughout the course of the week a little bit. I could do it. I think I could do it.
I think you can.
And I really want to work on making my vlogs more informative too and better, because I looked back at my week in my life from last week and it's literally me being like, hey guys, packed my lunch for work, going to work. And then I'm like, back from work, going to watch TV and go to bed. And it's just like, it makes no sense. Like,
people love it though. Don't give yourself a little bit of credit. People do enjoy that.
I guess, but I'd rather provide some sort of value.
Totally. You know what I mean? Oh,
even if I'm being specific, like, oh, I found this new YouTuber that I like to watch. Like, here's her. Like, I don't know. I just
no. I appreciate YouTubers that do that. I do
provide more value. Yeah, just a little bit. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like, obviously, you're not going to watch my videos to be like to learn so much about the world or anything. But just, I don't know. Genuinely, like, keeping up with me. You get it.
I completely understand. That makes complete sense. Good stuff. I think these are both great goals that we can do.
I think so, too. So keep up with us on social to make sure that we're doing things.
Yes, please. Keep us accountable. We're here for this.
All right. But before we go any further, I want to talk to you guys today about one of the sponsors of our show, LaCroix Sparkling Water. It was developed to give the health-conscious consumers refreshment flavor and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. The innocence of naturally essenced LaCroix has propelled it to America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water. You guys, people at work are obsessed with these. Like, I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah,
I've seen that on your story.
Yes, it is like this. I don't know what it is, but it's like everyone's walking around holding one. Like, that's what it is. That's the drink of choice in the office. I think it's just, it breaks up your day really nicely, and it's really nice that it is, like, guilt-free. So you're not, like, you know, you're not sipping on something that's, like, the equivalent of calories of your lunch or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally zero calories, so you can get a little bit of the funk in your day. So, like I said, calorie sweetener and sodium free. For the full list of retailers, they're available at, like, pretty much every grocery store, so I don't think you guys will have trouble finding them, but you can go to lacroixwater.com. They have 25 flavors, including the new hibiscus, which is personally my favorite, and all the flavors are derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. I think that you guys are going to be a really big fan. All of the LaCroix flavor ingredients are non-GMO, and all of the cans are BPA-free, which is really important so that you actually know. I really like this. LaCroix actually produces their product in their own facilities to maintain direct control over the process, ingredients, and water quality in every can. So if you guys are interested and want to join the LaCroix community, check them out on social at LaCroix Water, or, like I said, go to lacroixwater.com. Big fan. Add a little fun to your day, a little twist.
A little twist. We love that. Well, I'm really excited about this week's episode. We've done one, I think we've done like two of these now where we just do an advice episode. These are our most listened to episodes. We check the analytics because we're always making sure we're doing content, obviously, that you guys want to hear. And let me tell you guys love when we give advice. I don't know why. We're not professionals, but we just thought it'd be fun to do another one of these. Just kind of check in with you guys. We know it's back to school season. You guys are starting new jobs, whatever it may be. So we had you guys email us. We posted on our story on Instagram. So if you don't follow Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram, you're missing out. We got a lot of emails and we starred some that we want to answer and we think we could, you know, talk about it. Obviously, again, we're not professionals, but we just thought it'd be fun to chat and talk.
I completely agree. So let's just chat. Once again, like Danielle said, following up, it's not too serious. I mean, obviously, like, we're not certified professionals in any way, shape, or form. We are...
Brooke and Danielle, that's that.
We're 20 and 22 years old. Like, it's not anything crazy deep. And we're just chatting. But we love the community here of Gals on the Go. And we asked you guys to email us your stuff just so that it's kept, like, confidential and you guys could get super specific, which is what we really appreciate.
Totally. So I guess I'll go ahead and read the first one. So the first one. So I really need advice on something and I really hope y'all can help me. I'm roughly around 15 years old, female, and I only have about 3 years left of high school. I'm not sure about you guys, but did you ever have a fear of growing up and leaving home as a teenager? We were just talking about this. I know that you guys are in university now and are basically getting into the real world. Brooke is in the real world now, but before you started and moved out, was it hard for you? Did you ever become sad about having to leave home and say goodbye to your parents? For me, the time is going by extremely quickly, and I know I'll be moving out in no time, and it's scaring me. I think about it every day, having to say goodbye and leave my childhood, start to get a real job, and I won't be my parents' little girl. That sounds stupid, but it's how I'm feeling, and I really need advice on how to overcome this and feel better. This hurts my heart. I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. The first thing I thought of immediately, I mean, you said, you phrased it, I only have 3 years left of high school. Girl, you have 3 years left of high school. That's a lot of time, wouldn't you say, Brooke?
Yeah, that is a lot of time. I think it's just making the most of every day. I find that when I'm counting down the moments till the next thing, or if I'm like always looking forward to the next thing, which I've been better about not doing this lately, because you know when you're enjoying a moment and then you're like, oh, but like I have to go home soon.
Yes.
That's kind of what this girl is doing here. So I think you need to be more focused on living in the moment. And when that time comes, that time comes. And honestly, like, there's good and bad in every situation in life. And I think you'll learn that there's pros and cons of living at home. There's pros and cons of moving out. That's kind of what I've learned along the way. Like, of course, I got really super sad this week that I missed my parents. But at the same time, I love the independence of being by myself. I can't imagine being under my parents' roof right now. So, you know what I mean? Like, I love them. But you know what I mean? I think that there are truly pros and cons of every situation in life. And I don't know. I wouldn't stress yourself out about it with so much time left.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's so hard to think about, you know, moving out. And it sounds like you must have just finished your freshman year of high school. I was still young then. I wasn't even thinking about college, honestly, at freshman year. So just don't even put your mind on it. You don't really need to put your mind on it till junior year being realistic. And, you know, even then, like, just enjoy your time at home, enjoy your time in high school. And then once you do, trust me, when you're a senior in high school, you're going to get senioritis and you're going to want to go. And then college is that perfect middle time. Cause it's like, and you can go to college near home if, like, that's more comfortable for you. There's so many options. You do online, you can go out of state, and it's so easy and you still get to come home. College is that perfect middle time between, like, going to see your family for a little bit and going back and having your independent time. Trust me, it's all in good time. Just enjoy your life right now, I'd say, is our advice.
I would agree. Yeah. And honestly, like, yeah, just try to, like, get out of your comfort zone as much as you can now. This way, I mean, you're so young, so, like, I wouldn't stress yourself out about it too much, but, like, I don't know. I would try to push yourself, because those people who are always, like, super, like, tied to their parents or, like, loving to be home and stuff, like, I think for them it's a much harder transition to college. So I would say try to start to kind of, like, build up that, you know, try to force yourself to make some new friends and, like, get out of your comfort zone now. This way it will make the transition easier for you down the road.
Preach it. I couldn't agree more.
All right, you guys sent us in some good ones. I actually really like this one. Okay, hello. Lately, I find that I tend to put myself on the, quote, sideline of my life and sit back and kind of watch it go past me as I see all of my friends go. I help them and give them advice in their life, but I never give myself the help or take the advice that I dish out so willingly. I will never push myself to go out or get out of my comfort zone because it just feels so uncomfortable. In what ways did you guys make points in the past to put yourself first in your life and get out?
I love this question. I think the first thing is, like, realizing it. So you're obviously starting to realize that you are kind of putting yourself on the sideline. I've had points in my life where I've been like that, where you're just like, how can I help other people? And that's honestly really selfless of you and really sweet. But it's so important to, like, be happy with yourself and love your life, because then people are even more attracted by that, and people want to be around you because you're so happy with yourself. So you shouldn't feel guilty. It's almost like a good thing for yourself and others, because then people can be inspired by you.
Yeah, I think it's just putting yourself first at that point. And I've definitely struggled with this too, where I've seen, you know, my other friends being like, whatever it is, if I was in a funk in school and I didn't want to, like, be social or make new friends or really do anything, because obviously, like, you know, people go through some slumps in life. And I think that you have to take your life into your own hands and be like, you know, I'm not going to, like you said, sit on the sidelines of my own life and, like, watch it go by. Because then what's going to happen? You're going to, a whole year is going to go by and you're going to be like, wow, I did nothing for a whole year. And then it's going to be 2 years and 3 years. So, like, take the initiative, make the change today. Like, you're only as young as you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Get after it.
I think something, maybe, you know, try this little exercise, like, do something for yourself every day and, like, write it down. You know, even it's like, oh, I went and made myself, like, a beautiful dinner or whatever it may be, or I reached out to this person, or I made a playlist of all of my favorite songs. I went for a drive and cried to She Will Be Loved, you know, like, whatever it may be. I think it's so important to, like, take time for yourself each day. And if it's just something little, you know, they say it takes 21 days to make a routine. So, I mean, after, you know, try and do a 21 day of, like, doing something for yourself. And just the biggest thing is to just not feel guilty about it. And, you know, if you take 10 minutes out of your day to do something for yourself, what is the problem? Absolutely nothing. So
100%.
Yeah. So, yeah. So next question I see here. Hey, Brooke and Janelle, hope you all are doing well. So this may be a long email, blah, 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 blah. Sorry. I'm just in a weird place right now. I've lived in the same suburb ever since I was little, and it is very traditional. What I mean by this is everyone sort of dresses alike, does sports, wants to go to a state school, etc. Everyone is beginning to think about college, and they all have very traditional plans, like wanting to be a nurse or a teacher or whatever. There's nothing wrong with this, but I know it's just not for me. As of now, I want to pursue something in media, like YouTube, podcasts, etc. Then start a company. The thing is, everyone is judging me, including my friends, family, and schoolmates when they see me on Instagram or YouTube. I guess what I'm trying to ask y'all is if you have any advice for people like me who are getting hate judged for pursuing what they're interested in loved. Also, if you have any advice for starting a brand for yourself. I love this question. Brooke and I both went through this at some point in our life. We still go through it every now and then because we do something very not traditional.
I think that if people are judging you, though, like, if these people that are supposedly your friends are, like, judging you for it, I think that's a red flag in itself, for sure.
100%. I know that is also so true. Like, your friends should definitely be supporting you. But I think the biggest thing, and, like, obviously there's only so much you can say, it's, like, something you just have to do, is, like, I often, still to this day, will get down on myself. Like, the other day, my friends and I were all talking about, you know, after college and what we're doing and, you know, how much we've done in school and our extracurricular, or not extracurriculars in college, but, you know, like, clubs we're in and positions, whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm really not that involved, or whatever it may be. I was comparing myself. And then I was like, honestly, let me take a step back and look at, you know, Gals on the Go. We've created such a movement.
Exactly.
I just had a meetup and I got to meet so many people. So you just have to remind yourself of, like, your path may be completely different than other people, but sometimes that can be so successful. Like, I mean, look at, like, Taylor Swift. I don't know why I always refer to this, but, like, she got bullied in high school and look where she is now. Like, honestly, it's the people that kind of go off the beaten path and do something different that are more successful and end up being happier in life. Make it a goal for yourself to, you know, get super inspired and work on it now so that you can go to your high school reunion and flex on them later.
It's so true. It's so true. It's funny because, like, I feel like the people judge, it's because they're, like, scared of doing it themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always look at it like that. Like, their judgments are a reflection of, like, their insecurities. And they're probably like, wow, that girl's so confident, like, doing her thing. And they're honestly, like, jealous probably of your confidence and stuff. So I honestly say, yeah, you got to shake it off. Skinny Confidential talks about this a lot, about how she always gets people that approach her and are like, I want to start, but I'm scared. And it's like, girly, like, you gotta suck it up. Like, we've all been there, we've all done it. Not to this girl specifically, because, like, obviously that sucks if people in your town and whatnot are going against you, because I've been there. But, like, I pushed through it, and, like, it got me to where I am today, and, like, I have not a single regret in that aspect now, you know.
I still get the chills. I couldn't agree more. Well, so in our lowlights and highlights, we were talking about, you know, Brooke was talking about how she had her period this week, sad boy hours. We all know getting our period sucks. Some women actually have it worse than others. Some people get painful cramping, headaches, bloating, digestive issues. Everyone kind of has different symptoms, I feel like, from when they get their periods. So that's why women's health expert Kirsten founded Brazen. I actually just got to speak with her on the phone, and she created a line of all natural supplements that actually help improve period symptoms. When I heard about this, I was like, girl, tell me more. I was so amazed. I mean, she was telling me, like, she started out as an acupuncturist helping women with fertility problems to get pregnant, actually. And then she discovered that you have to fix your period first. And I was like, I don't even know my period had problems. So I actually took their online quiz, and you can go to brazenvip.com that offers a free personalized assessment and ask you questions like, do you feel fatigued? Like, all these different things. And then it literally emails you this whole assessment, like your mood, like this and that, like it's like out of 20, I believe. And it was like, this is where you need to work on more, because it really, like, you shouldn't be like feeling this way. So Brazen offers all natural cramp support and PMS support products. I had never really heard of this before. I thought it was absolutely genius. She was telling me the stories of women that really, like, would get depressed, honestly, and like just hate when they were on their period, and then they tried her product and she felt absolutely amazing. She felt so much better. Her mood was boosted. Like, I was like, wow, this is so motivating and so awesome. So right now, Kirsten is actually giving our listeners an amazing special offer from Brazen. So you take the quiz and get your personalized assessment for free. Then you'll get your first month for free when you subscribe to the Brazen products. Plus, you'll even get a scheduled free one-on-one call with her, which is awesome. I love that she takes the time out of her day to talk to you, because she really believes in the product. Or you can pay just $9.99 for a single purchase. So go to brazenvip.com. That's BRAZENVIP.com. Click on our show, Gals on the Go. It's cute. It's on the website. And take the quiz to get your personalized assessment. Don't wait. That's brazenvip.com. Share it with your girlfriends too.
Love that. Love that. And kind of moving along with things,
let's talk about BioClarity. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. I personally have used the Clear Skin Routine. It's a three-step regimen that gets rid of breakouts, clears and calms skin, and is packed full of detoxifying nutrients. It also includes a super special ingredient found only in BioClarity called Floralux, made from chlorophyll from plants. I just love how my skin feels when I use BioClarity. It feels very soft and glowy, which is awesome. And it evens out my skin texture. And right now, for our listeners, you will save 40% off on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter our code, which is obviously Gals on the Go at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code Gals on the Go at checkout. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. We will have all the promo codes down below for you guys to check them out. So back to the advice, we have another question. So it says, I'm going to be a freshman in college this fall in a very small town that I've lived in my entire life. Most of my friends from high school are attending the big colleges in Texas, therefore leaving me. I know very few people from high school that are going to my college, and we're not very close. I'm very nervous to start classes because I'm not good at making friends, and I have a very bad RBF. It's so bad, my friends that I have now said that they thought I hated them when they first met me. How do I get over the fear of making new friends and putting myself out there? Are college classes really that bad? Basically, it sounds like you got a case of the freshman fear. I totally understand, and that's a very common thing to feel. I felt that way. Brooke felt that way. I mean, everyone gets a little nervous. I think the biggest thing is, like, you have to remember, going into freshman year of college, everyone is feeling exactly the same. Even if they have a friend group, I don't care. They're all on this. You're all on the same playing field. Wouldn't you say, Brooke?
100%. Yeah.
Like, you're all on the same level. So it's very normal, like, your first week of classes to, like, sit down next to someone in your class and be like, hey, like, I don't know, maybe not be like, hey, what's your name? But like, hey, what's your number? Like, let's like help each other with homework. Or like, what's like, if you need help, like, it's just such an easy way. Cause everyone's like, it's not weird to introduce yourself to people at first, I feel like.
I completely agree. And going back to what you said about high school and like your high school people, whatever, you don't have to hang out with them. I know that's a big fear for a lot of people going to college with people from high school. Is they're like, I want to separate myself from people from high school. Like, I want to be a new person, whatever. So do your own thing. Honestly, that's my opinion on that. I think college is a great opportunity to kind of start over if that's something that you're looking forward to doing. Or, you know, if you want that security of like being friends with them, then you could reach out to them too. Like, I think that's completely your choice.
And I
think, yeah, it's a giant leap of faith. I mean, everything you said, Danielle, was great. It's scary, but everyone else is scared too. So once you just have that realization of like everyone feels the same exact way that I
do, you're fine. That's what I had to remind myself, and I did not realize at first that everyone was feeling the same way. And like Brooke said, you do not need to hang out with your people from high school. If you didn't hang out with them in high school, you're probably not going to want to hang out with them in college, and I completely get that. I mean, worst comes to worst, if like you're just like wanting a friendly face, sure, yeah, like ask them to go eat at the dining hall together, like whatever, and maybe you can introduce your new friends to theirs. But I would not even start off like hanging out with them, because then that's just like, you want to make your own friends at first anyways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I can't agree with that enough. Okay, so we have another one here. I have a good one.
Woo.
All right. Hey guys, so I've been trying to live by what you guys said, that you can't look for somebody because the right person will come when the time is right. But dang, it's hard. Because I like this guy from my university, and he's a year older, and he's studying the same thing as me, but I don't know how to actually get to know him, / don't want to force it. Plus, it's really hard to get out of that mindset when you like someone. Any advice would be appreciated.
I have an answer.
I've learned in the past little bit here, only 4 weeks of being here, that you can't force people to like you. Like, you can't do it.
it either happens or it doesn't.
Exactly. What's that line? It's like, if they like you, you'll know. If you don't, you'll be confused.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
And honestly, I've always been the type of person that's like, I'm a very aggressive personality. It's like, either you like me or you don't like me. And honestly, it's followed suit here. I never believe in making people – I don't think it's the right thing to do to go after someone and be like, I'm going to make this guy like me. Not that this girl's doing that, but I'm just saying that's probably not the best mindset to follow. Or if like you spot someone and you're like, I want that guy. Honestly, yeah. Unfortunately, it takes two to tango. Like, it has to be a two-way street. Yeah. So like – and you wouldn't even want to be in a relationship or like go after someone that wouldn't want to be around you anyways. Exactly. Because that's just like not fulfilling, and you're a great – amazing girl, probably. I don't know you, but like, I'm sure you are. So
if
like,
you're a gal on the go, you are.
exactly. So I'm sure you deserve the world and more. So I don't think it's worth it to waste your time like killing yourself going after someone, especially if like you guys barely talk and stuff. That's really, really incredibly difficult. And I think that's where the whole mantra of like, you gotta do you and then the right person will come along thing comes into play. But I don't know.
No, it's so true. I agree. I think it's okay to make one or two first moves. I'm really not against, you know, if you you'd be interested in someone and maybe they just haven't chatted with you much or they just don't really know you. Like, I think it's completely fine to like kind of get the feelers. But after like your second or third, like, you know, attempt to reach out, I think you should back up, and then maybe they'll notice later on. Or like Brooke was saying, like, you don't want to be with someone that you have to force to like you anyways. I mean, maybe you'll start dating and then he's just not happy and then you just don't want to deal with that. So I say the best thing to do is just kind of do you, make yourself happy, go to a workout class, do whatever it is that makes you feel confident in yourself. And I promise, I know we've said it so much, but it just comes rolling in, baby, when you start feeling good about yourself.
I completely agree. And I think, yeah, you just got to. You do you, sis, and honestly, the right guy is going to come along. I mean, I'm waiting for it, too, but at the same time, I've just learned that, like, just because you – I mean, I'm projecting what I'm thinking right now, but just because you have feelings for someone and just because, like, oh, you think someone's cute, like, that doesn't mean that they're into you. Like, unfortunately, I really genuinely wish it was that way, and I really genuinely wish it could be, but you would – I don't know. I don't want to waste my time talking to someone that doesn't, like, want to be around me, though. Like, that's not – no, that's not it.
Yeah, no, exactly. So this question is something that kind of goes towards like Brooke's stages of life. I'm going to read it. Ooh. I just graduated from college in May, and I'm currently trying to decide between two jobs. One is a lower paying position that sounds really fun as it involves a lot of hands-on work and meetings and isn't a typical 9-to-5 structured desk job. While the job duties are exactly aligned with what I want to do, I won't have many coworkers, and the ones I would have are much older than me. However, this job is located in a city, which means that I'd be able to live in the city and have a healthy social life outside of work. The other position is located in the same town that my college is in, which I would prefer not to live in anymore. It is with a great company, one that is consistently ranked one of the greatest companies to work for in the country, I'm curious. Ooh. And pays more than the city job. This one is more of a desk job, which I don't like as much, but still aligns with my interests and career goals. The big downside of this one is that I would have to live in a normal town with the closest city. The closest city is an hour away. I feel like I would have trouble finding roommates to live with and an even harder time making friends since I'd be living around families. Do you have any advice on which job I should accept? Okay, obviously do not take our final answer as what you should do, but I think, Brooke, you might be able to talk on this a little bit since you do now have coworkers and you know what the desk job vibe is like.
Uh-huh. I got to tell you, after my internship last summer and this summer, I've had great coworkers all around, but especially at this job, I've noticed, like, the power of, like, the people and, like, the culture.
Yeah.
Because the culture shift from, like, my last job to this job is, like, incredibly different. And I was actually just FaceTiming my brother, and I was like, that's what, like, would keep me around is, like, the people and the culture. And I think that is so incredibly important. So if you're already seeing that that would be a factor, I think that should be, like, a tipping point for you. Also, it seems, I'm not going to lie, like, I personally love being, I'm basically in a city, except that, like, I'm, like, okay, I'm, like, 5 minutes away from the city for when everybody gets mad at me, but I love being in a city. I just think it's so lively. You never run out of things to do, so I think if that's another thing that would be important to you and you're already, like, fearful of that, I think that's another factor. But then again, I think it's important to think about the career trajectory. Like, obviously, if this is not, like, a dead-end career, but if it's, like, you can't really move up, that sucks. So that's definitely something to consider as well. But I think, yeah, I think you got to make a pro-con list. And honestly, in this is, like, such a, like, use-your-gut case because...
Yeah, I mean...
It's what's more important to you, you know?
That's so hard because the first job she was talking about... I feel like we're, like, solving a riddle. Like, the first job she was talking about... It says that everyone will be kind of older than her and you won't have as many coworkers. And I know you love having all the coworkers your same age. Like, that's so fun. But I also would understand, like, I don't think I'll want to live in Athens, like, after I graduate. I understand that struggle. I don't know. I'm just going to, like, unsolicited advice. Like, if I were in your position, like, right now, if, like, someone was forcing me to make a decision, I would personally choose the city one just because there are so many different things you can do. It sounds like you really enjoy the city and you can make other friends. You can do dating apps, like whatever it may be. But then I also see your other side, but that's just like what I would do like right now. What about you, Brooke?
I would agree. And I really? Know you said that okay. It's paid a little bit less. Yeah, no. And I know that she said it's paid a little bit less. But it seems to me like everything that she cited that was important to her would align more with the first place.
Yeah, it sounds like you'll be like a happier person overall, and when you're happy you just attract more things that come into your life, and I think then you can, you know, apply to another company after that and like have experience and
you'll exactly and you'll already live in the city, so you'll be able to network with other people that totally live in the city. That's the really cool thing about moving to a place is that you kind of like build a brand for yourself in that place.
Oh yeah,
whatever city you're in, so it's like almost easier to move around if you wanted to. So even if you just use this, like, I mean, it sucks to like use a job as a stepping stone, but like even if you just use it as a stepping stone, like get your foot in the door, I think it might be better.
I'm excited. You should give us a follow-up, let us know what you end up doing. Now I'm like kind of invested in this. I'm curious.
I know, this is like that's like a really good story. Congrats though on getting like two job offers.
Yeah,
like,
you should be very proud of yourself. So true.
This is a loaded question. Here we go. So my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and we're going into our senior year at I don't want to say the school just in case, but there isn't too much to do, especially during the winter. As you can imagine, after 3 years, we've run out of date ideas and even things to do when we're hanging out at home. Any date ideas or tips on how to keep our relationship interesting? 3 years is a long time.
Yeah, 3 years is a long time. Good for you guys. Claps, claps. It's very exciting. I can understand that. Like, I mean, one thing that, like, I'll do, like, when I try and think of things to do is, like, go on, honestly, this sounds really weird, but go on Groupon and see things near you that there are offers for, because I didn't realize they have Groupon for, like, events or, like, things to do, or I'm always thinking about, like, what's an experience that we can do, like, not, like, don't think about movies, don't think about, like, going to eat, because it's always going to eat, and I'm sure you guys are tired of going to a restaurant. Are there any concerts? Like, something I've been doing lately, and I'm so happy I've been doing, is, like, when I'm listening to a song, I'm like, oh my God, I love this artist. I'd love to see them in concert. I'll like look up when that person is like, if that person's cool on tour. And like recently I found out John Mayer was on tour. I didn't know that. And I'm like, shoot, like I want to go and Post Malone and stuff like that. So that's one thing you can do. Amusement parks are really fun. A comedy club. I'm trying to think of like random fun things. Like I don't know where your place is. I'm trying to think of like indoor things or freaking like make a fort.
I was gonna say like I mean I've never been in a relationship, let alone a 3 year long relationship, but I just have done things with friends. Like honestly, I feel like you could make like a trip to Target, like a date night. Like like going grocery shop. Like I feel like you can do things that are like such standard things, but as long as you're with someone that you love and like you guys have a fun time together, like I don't know. I mean, that's not obviously advice on switching it up from what you normally do, But
no, I mean, it's something, or just like find joy in the simple things, because it is true. Like, there is something called a honeymoon phase, and that does fade away, and that's normal. And so you just have to find joy in the simplicity of things, or even just sitting in the car and like laughing forever. Like, I'm bored with a drive. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, how can we like laugh? Like, I'll literally be like, Caitlin, make me laugh right now. Like, please. Like, I don't know. Just like random stuff like that. Or like watch Cody Ko. He always puts me in a good mood, or I don't really know. Or something you could do is eat some ice cream. We all love ice cream. So Häagen-Dazs knows your best moments are made even better with a side of their most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself to any one of the 9 flavors of their Trio Crispy Layers collection. With 15 layers of decadence, you can indulge like never before. So you and your boyfriend can totally just have an ice cream tasting night. Inside every Trio Crispy Layers ice cream carton is a harmonious blend of texture, crisp layers, and the finest ice cream. And you know it's made with the utmost care and finest ingredients, which we love. There's actually 4 awesome chocolate flavors with 30% more chocolate now. Love that. Including salted caramel chocolate or triple chocolate. They also have non-dairy flavors. There's a really good non-dairy dark chocolate crunchy peanut butter. Mm-mm. And every bite delivers layer after layer after layer of extraordinary flavor. So the finest ingredients are in Häagen-Dazs, so you can just be guaranteed the delectable taste you love. It's nice. Your taste buds will thank you. Your boyfriend will thank you. Everyone will thank you. So your best moments always deserve the most extraordinary, like the Trio Crispy Layers from Häagen-Dazs. So you can head on over to Häagen-Dazs.com to discover more and pick up Häagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at various stores near you.
We love that.
We love that. Häagen-Dazs has always been a go-to of mine, and that's just something. Go to Target, buy some Häagen-Dazs. Like, why not? Like, just, like, go have some fun.
That's so fun. Aw.
We love that
relationship.
I know that's so fun. That just means you guys really love each other, honestly. So be happy about that and just find joy in the simple things. Wow, this was like a really good episode.
Yeah, I feel like we covered a lot of bases. You know, advice can go a million different directions.
Totally.
I'm sorry if we didn't get to your question you submitted. There were some really, really good ones in there. Some of them were just a little very personal, and I think it's better to do things that are more general that like other people could possibly relate to.
Yes, hopefully. And some of them, it's just sometimes we want to be super careful with what we're answering. And like if we said mm-hmm. something wrong, we just don't want to trigger anybody or, you know, make anyone make a super big decision, even though we were talking about the job. We try to be super general and like, so maybe we did.
Don't take it literally.
No, yeah. It sounds like she was kind of leaning that way, but yeah, so, this was so fun. And, yeah, good stuff. We got lots to come on. Brooke's officially in her job. I'm about to move back to school. About to have a lot of content. I'm excited, too. I'm really excited. I'm trying to, like, enjoy this week, but I'm also like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to get back to school. So, it's bittersweet.
No, you deserve it. You've had a crazy, crazy summer. So, take this week. Enjoy yourself.
You're right. You're right.
Be you.
Be you. I feel that. Thank you, Illy.
All right. Well, I guess it's this is the end of the episode.
So sayonara.
This is goodbye.
We always get so weird at the end.
If you guys haven't already followed us on our Instagram, go follow @GalsOnTheGoPodcast on Insta. We're doing big things over there. Facebook group. I just accepted Danielle. I went in yesterday and I accepted like 500 new people.
Thank you. Oh yeah. My gosh, that is hype. I saw your post and I was like, I wonder how many she accepted in. Well, welcome all
I
the
did.
New
I
members.
I counted like 500.
That's so hype. Wow. I'm so excited for all the new little comments. It seriously is like, it's so nice because so many people have already posted threads about things. So I'll just like search like new Netflix shows, because I know if I ask it, people would be like, someone already asked. So I like look and there's so many threads, and I'm like, wow, like 70 different
everything.
Show names.
Have no fear.
They're seriously, yeah, like it's such a good resource for just all of us. So highly suggest joining that. We don't get any compensation. It's just purely a community we created for you guys.
No, not at all. It's just, we love it though. I love building
this
little community out.
I know.
Oh my God,
everyone's
so cool.
And make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen on the Podcast One app, because we are uploading every Wednesday and we just love you guys. So we want to make sure that you're getting the notifications so you can listen on your morning commute, your evening commute, your workout, your packing, whatever it is you're doing.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Big things are coming for Gals on the Go.
Yes!
Thanks for everything.
Uh-oh. Yeah, love you guys, and we'll see you guys next week, or talk to you guys next week for another episode.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.